we are back live in the studio for the first time since Chelsea became Club World Cup champions to celebrate the Arsenal-Chelsea derby, which was kind of like a wet fart.
Yeah. Welcome, guys. As you could tell, our voices are probably a little bit more smoother, crisper.
109th episode. I don't know if I forgot to say that.
Yes, welcome to the 109th episode. We just got wrapped up the London derby here. Chelsea hosted Arsenal. Matt, we usually go one way. Let's reverse it this time because of the extravagant derby we just
won. We're going to do a Missy Elliott style. Flip back and reverse it.
There you go. Chelsea won. Arsenal won. Goals from, I'm trying to do this without looking, Marino and Trevo Chalobah. Yep. Thank you. Guys, this game was ruined within 35 minutes because Moises Caicedo murdered a human being out there with his cleat. I think he stuck his cleat right into the shin of Marino.
No, it was in the soft meat between the ankle and the shin.
There you go. And there was already three yellows up to that point, and it was only 35 minutes in. I'm already calling this the Anthony Taylor special, Matt. I don't know about you. But it seems like any time he refs one of our games, we are always left unsatisfactory.
Dude, what cracked me up was he wasn't going to give that red to Caicedo. And you're like, it's a red. Just give him the red.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even know why he has to go look at the screen. Just tell him, like, it's right there in front of you. But
I'm like, he sets bad precedents in games where he just does stuff like that, where it's like, I wanted everyone to stay on the pitch. And I'm like, but if you do something like that, you got to get him off, otherwise somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, 100%. He was way too reckless. Even just within the first 20 minutes of the game, he was going in for tackles he usually doesn't go for.
But at least you had a clean goal when you were down to 10 men in the second half.
Yeah. Hey, we're technically set-piece FC this season, if you think about it, guys. We are much as a set-piece team as Arsenal is, so it's I guess I'll take it.
Well, Harry Kane says you're ruining the game, too. Yeah,
there you go. I think the most positive outcome for Chelsea in this is that Cole Palmer did not play. He was on the bench. I'm glad he's back, but we need to ease him back in. He is a player way too important. We shouldn't be rushing into game time.
I was kind of rushing around this morning, and I texted Reese when I saw the team sheet came out, and I was just like, oh, man, I think this gives you the advantage with Saliba being out.
Yeah, so Saliba pulled up on Friday in the last training before their game against Chelsea, so hopefully his timetable isn't too long. I think if you do miss Gabriel and Saliba for an extended amount of time, that could be very not good for you guys, but if it's another week, two weeks, you can definitely manage.
But I think the team did good with two center backs that were have played barely double digit games for the club.
Yeah.
Or in Cappy's case, he hasn't even hit double digits yet.
He's on his third appearance.
To do that against the second best team currently in the Premier League.
And Bayern midweek, he played two, right?
Yeah, but he had Saliba with him.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So for the two younger center backs of the group to make that contribution, definitely a treat. Matt, I think even if this game had 11 men, now that I'm just sitting here pondering it, if there was 11 men on both teams, I think it ends in a similar result. Obviously, maybe one goal going to the either side, but ultimately it was a game that was battled in the midfield, and the game sort of ended in the midfield. Both teams weren't able to get too many opportunities. Chelsea had 11 shots. Arsenal had 8, both with 4 on target. Arsenal with the bulk of the possession. And both teams had 3 corners. 1 yellow for Chelsea, 6 for Arsenal. And both goalies had 3 saves. So
Arsenal had 6 yellows?
6 yellows,
yeah. And Capier? Mascara.
Somebody elbowed.
That was in Capier.
That was in Capier, okay.
Mascara. Zubimendi.
Zubimendi.
Gilcoresh for that. Oh, my dude, kicking Bob in the face at the end of the game.
Our poor boy Bob, man. Nah, Bob is fine.
Come on, Bob.
Guys, Bob is like our little brother, even though he's older in calendar years than me and a little bit younger than Matt, but we treat Bob like our son.
Bob's half my age, man.
We treat Bob.
Bob's like 24, right?
He's 26, 27, something like that. But
wait a minute, so he's the oldest guy on the team?
Yeah.
Because Kukurea is the oldest looking 24-year-old I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Matt, in the grand scheme of things, ultimately, I feel like this result doesn't do much for either side.
No.
And honestly,
both teams needed a win.
Yeah.
And the loss would have hurt both teams badly. A win does, or a draw doesn't do anything for anybody.
Yeah, and just to give you guys an idea.
It just gives that City creep up.
Yeah. And just to give you guys an idea of where Arsenal stand, right now they're in first place, obviously. They have 30 points. City is 5 points behind, and Chelsea are now 6 points behind. So,
and Liverpool are 9 points behind in eighth place.
Just had to sneak that in there. Just
hey, man. Man United's beating them.
Very true. But, Matt, did you have any certain thoughts you wanted to go over on this game? Honestly, there wasn't too much to talk about in this one. We were kind of stuck in a midfield battle of a game.
Yeah, it was a weird game. Like, I came back from getting breakfast burritos for the guys, and Reese was like, Zubimendi already had a yellow card. Like, second I walk out the door, I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's like three yellow cards by the time you walk in the door. It's been like
I wasn't
minutes.
That late. I think I was back before the 10th minute.
Yeah, no, literally. Anthony Taylor special. Just want to remind everybody. But Matt, if you don't have any final thoughts, I'm ready to move on. So are you good?
Yes, sir. So let's head on. You want to start back at the beginning of the week?
Let's jump all the way back to the beginning. There was no 5:30 a.m. game. So kicking it off here, we have Brentford at home hosting Burnley. Brentford winning 3-1. Guys, I was not able to watch every single highlight. Usually I do that in my Sunday afternoons. But obviously we had to watch this game together. So my knowledge isn't too great. I see that Igor Thiago had a brace in the 81st and 86th minute, and then Django Uatara in the 92nd minute at 3-1. So Burnley were winning this game. We're tied 1-1, and all
and
the goals
Brentford opened it up.
All the goals came past the 80th minute. That is crazy. Matt, did you watch any
of
this game?
This game was like I was running around. Actually, that's a lie. I was running around for the first half. I got to watch the second half of Sunderland-Bournemouth.
There you go.
That was the game of the weekend for me.
Gotcha. Next game up here, guys. Speaking of Sunderland-Bournemouth, we got Sunderland at home hosting Bournemouth in a banger. We have a 3-2 win for Sunderland. A goal from Enzo Lafee, Bertrand Traore, and Brian Brobbey in the 69th minute. Adley and Adams in the first half to make it a 2-0 win that they had.
You're kind of selling this short. So, guys, I walked the dog and I came back, and it was 2-0 Bournemouth. I put my coffee down, unbuckle Paco, and by the time I get his little shirt off, his little hoodie, it is 2-1 to Sunderland. And then Sunderland just turned the screw. This game was back-to-back, nonstop action for, like, the entire second half. And the Sunderland coach did something that I wish the top-flight coaches would do. And when you're up one, you try to make it up two. And you completely flummox the other team. We expect that now they can attack more. Instead, they're having to play defense instead of attack.
Especially in today's Premier League with what we've seen this season, where these teams, all they need is one goal to get back into it. And then if there's anything past the 75th minute, it's an open game. So I agree with you, man. You need to kill off these teams in the league this season because they are just not going
to
fold.
He did the same thing as Arsenal, and then he's done the same thing as Bournemouth.
And against us at Chelsea. He beat us at home in that similar fashion. So
Sunderland's manager isn't Spanish, though, right? So he can't be head of the Spanish table?
Very true. I only saw the Tyler Adams goal. He scored from like 45 yards out on like a weird chip. Credit to him. But this was a huge win for Sunderland. Bournemouth losing their grip into the title race that they once had, Matt.
Well, I think there's always been a European race.
Into the next game here, guys. We got Man City beating Leeds 3-2. Man City, I believe, were up 2-1 at one point. Yeah, they were up 2-1, and then Calvert-Lewin made it in the 49th minute. Mecha got a second goal, and then Phil Foden in the 91st minute.
Is that about Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
DCL,
I thought he was dead.
Nah, DCL lives. And Phil Foden in the 91st minute to win it for City.
Phil Foden can never die.
Vintage cap meme Foden. Matt, any thoughts on this one?
I just got what you told me about this game.
Yeah.
It was yesterday.
It was a big result for City considering what the sort of weeks they've had. Hasn't been too great a form for them after losing to Newcastle last week and to Bayer Leverkusen midweek. Very good they got back on the winning side because now they are promptly in a title race once more. Still not a title race in my opinion. Next game up here, guys. We got Everton at home losing 4-1 to Newcastle. KDH with the lone goal. And then four by Newcastle. They are now tied on points with Everton. And at one point, Newcastle was in a relegation battle. So it's good to see they've finally drawn back some form.
So everything in this game except for the first goal, I left when this was 2-0 Newcastle.
Yeah.
And came back and was like, what happened?
What I saw in this game, Voldemort, dude, he's actually like a legitimate striker. I didn't see him as like a true lone striker, but he's actually adapted really well.
Of all the striker imports, I think you can say that he is probably the...
You could argue he's been the best striker signing this season.
Yeah, I think Ekitike and Gilchrist are a step below him.
Yep.
And then
Isaac's a step below that. Just continue further. João Pedro has probably not been as good as Voldemort has. Maybe on that Ekitike Gilchrist level. Yeah, so shout out to Voldemort. Great scouting from Newcastle, because it seems like anytime they buy a player, it's usually a hit for them. So credit to Newcastle. Into the next game here, we got a huge upset in a London derby. We got Spurs at home losing to Fulham 2-1. Goal from Kudus, goal from Tete and Harry Wilson for Fulham. Matt, you called this earlier in the week. You called them frauds. They are still frauding. What's up with the Spurs side, man?
So I'm going to sanitize the things I've been saying to you on the text and in person today.
We had a text reaction where Matt was like, I'm surprised you're not into his point momentarily. He's like, I'm surprised you're not dissing me about the Spurs team. I was like, I'll wait for the pod. We gotta keep it neutral only on the pod purposes. But Matt, you could cook up in the text messages. Sanitize it now, my friend.
If I'm a Tottenham fan, did you watch this game? I watched the second half.
I did not.
The shock on these fans' faces says it all. This has to be the worst week for them, and this is just like sprinkles and a cherry on top of a diarrhea Sunday. Even a shit Sunday.
You can argue the month for them, Matt. I mean, they lost to Chelsea at the start of the month. They tied United, lost 4-1, lost 5-3 to PSG, and now 2-1 to Fulham.
So the Arsenal beating last weekend, but then they rotate for a game where they don't want to get humiliated. And they go toe-to-toe with PSG, and they make God bleed for 80 minutes.
Yeah.
They basically hold their ground, and then the switch goes off, and they just get pummeled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 5-3 to PSG, and then on top of that, they try to make a comeback in this game, and they have no gas in the tank. And I forget who I saw on YouTube. He was saying that Thomas Frank actually had very top-tier attacking talent for the level he was at Brentford. In Buemo, and then before that he had Ivan Toney.
Tony, yep.
And they overperformed for the level they're at, and he has talent that's lower than the level he is expected to play at this Tottenham team. Now that Son's gone.
Matt, you know my thoughts on Spurs.
But they haven't had Solanke. I think Solanke is the player he needs.
But even then, like I've told you this before, it's like it's not the coach, it's not even the players, it's the people buying these players. It's the people above the board who make these continuous confusing decisions, sacking Boss after winning a Europa League title, buying certain players and loaning somehow. It's like, dude, you guys need to find like players that are like title winning caliber players. And obviously you're not going to beat Chelsea, beat Arsenal, beat City to these signings, but...
And Poole.
You have to
find Manchester United.
Their biggest signing of the summer was Xavi Simons. He hasn't played all week, so I'm actually wondering if he's injured now, because that'd be a huge loss for them, considering he's like their Eze signing. Not to cause pain to them, but I had to do that. But credit to Fulham. Right now, Fulham are climbing up the table. They are in 15th place. Right now, they are 1 point behind Tottenham.
Ouch.
Yeah. And I was just checking the ESPN article. It seems like the media is starting to push for a Frank hot seat. So it seems like Frank could be under a hot seat soon if they don't pick up results, because the media influenced the board like crazy when it comes to footy. But
Dude, when we get into who they play next, you're right. It could start to be a bad December.
Oh, no. Alrighty, guys. Let's get into the next game here. Into the Sunday slate, we got Crystal Palace losing to Manchester United at home this morning. Mateta with a penalty, and then Xerxes and Mount with the two goals. Matt, this was actually a pretty fun game. I was up for the second half of this game, guys. Don't ask why. I was a 5:30 a.m. slugfest. But this was a good game. Mount scored a nice free kick, and then Xerxes finished it off for the capitalizer. They may never win five games in a row, but at least they're fighting now, Matt. That's all you can ask for if you're a United fan.
I think he needs to, like, everyone should allow that young man to amend it. Where if United make the Champions League, he can cut his hair.
United should just give him season tickets if they don't win five games for the rest of the season. And if they make top four, like you said, just give him season tickets for next season. Let him have his big fro blocking somebody right behind
him. They need to like send him to a hairdresser. He needs to get like rose.
Get some cornrows. Oh, Matt, that was funnier than you think, man. Because those would go down to his back.
I know.
Right now, Man United.
You look like Cole Palmer should look.
Rustaman. Alrighty. Man United right now have 21 points. Man United are only 3 points behind Chelsea. So, you know, this has actually been a very good season for them so far.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're overperforming, but they've also been underperforming. It's been a very weird... It's like they're either hitting home runs or they're whiffing. They're like that guy from Major League who can only hit the ball hard.
Yeah, that's why I just think it's Arsenal and the rest, man, because no team has really shown that they are quality enough to be in a title race. And I say that for the same about my own team. I know other fans disagree, but I think really is just Arsenal is the best team in the Premier League, and the other teams are trying to fight to build towards what Arsenal are currently doing. Into the next game here, guys. Any final thoughts on that one, Matt?
No, I was very shocked when you texted me this morning. Yeah. I forgot it was on to 5:30 because I woke up a little late and I was trying to get things together for you coming over.
Gotcha. In the next game here, guys, we got Villa at home beating Wolves 1-0, lone goal from Kamara in the 67th minute. Matt, this was a bigger win than it looks. Obviously not the best result for Villa, as it's only a 1-0 win against this type of team, but dude, right now they have climbed up to fourth place. They're tied with Chelsea on points, so... This has been a very meteoric rise for this Villa side. In the winter. The winter. Sorry.
I'm looking forward to seeing who they play on the midweek.
Me too. Into the next game here, guys. We got Forest at home losing to Brighton 2-0. It looks like the Dyche new manager bounce has slowed down a little bit. Excuse me. This game was on right before I left to Matt's house for the Arsenal-Chelsea game. Matt, did you see anything on this one?
Every game this morning, I missed getting everything together for today.
But big win for Brighton. I feel like I personally don't talk about Brighton as much because they're sort of that middle-of-the-pack team where I can't tell if they're good enough to be a European team.
We just know Danny Welbeck's good.
Yeah.
Old man Welbeck.
Yeah, seriously.
Senior statesman of the league.
But credit to Brighton. Forest will need to pick up some points here soon to keep out of that relegation race. Into the last game of the Sunday slate, we have Liverpool finally getting back on the winning side of things. They visit West Ham and win 2-0. Goals from Isaac and Gakpo. Matt, I only saw the Isaac goal. Vertz, very underrated player right now because of the 007, 0010, whatever stuff, but played a great ball to Gakpo. Gakpo cuts it right back to Isaac, and that's a vintage striker spot in the penalty area for them to finish at bottom corner. So I think you and I both like to see Isaac at the top of his game again because he is one of the best players on the planet when he is striking. But what do you think is
So I do want to ask you a question. We're probably not going to do stoppage time today, but I do want to ask you a question on this. So this is a win. They needed it badly.
100%.
But does this make up for PSV4? Was it 4-0 or 4-1?
4-1. Yeah. Not at all.
At Anfield?
I think it gives some relief to Slot. I think it's good that they don't have a Champions League game so they can focus on the Prem for the next couple weeks. But, yeah, dude, they're going to need to do something special to avoid that sort of playoff 9 through 16 or something like that, who playoff.
I think it's 9 through 23 or something.
Gotcha. And I'm
16 teams from the ninth spot down.
And I'm hoping my Chelsea team isn't in that race because if they drop more points against a... I think we play Atalanta next. If we drop points in the next two games, we could be in that sort of situation.
So I know this news has been out there, but I didn't fully understand until it was explained in a way I can understand it. In the Champions League, if you get first, you don't have to face second or third until you make it to the quarterfinal.
Yeah. The only time you don't have to play against them is if you're in the space where you have to play another Premier League team, I think is what it is. Because those are like the only times you can't play... You can't play another Premier League team in the Champions
League. Yeah, because there's not another Bundesliga team or Ligue 1 team that's going to be in that spot. So it mainly comes down to the Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester cities.
Yeah, to get that spot, yeah. Matt, I do have, like, can we just get the stoppage time? I have just a quick one out of the way here for you. Both of our teams played midweek. I just want to know what your thoughts were on the Arsenal-Bayern performance for the pod. Arsenal won 4-1, by the way, guys. Yeah. Very impressive.
So... I had to work, and of course, it's on from one. It was on, started at one and went till three, and
which is such a weird time
because of the time change. Because we don't move, but California does. But so I was on the phone with somebody who was very unorganized and had five accounts that needed any of my help on. And Arsenal scored their second and third goal during this phone call. And I have to remain composed and calm and not be like, yo, if you can't get your shit together, get off the goddamn line. And I couldn't celebrate the amazing Gabby goal.
Yep.
And it drove me nuts because it was such a good game, but I couldn't celebrate at all. I couldn't even fist bump because of the microphone picks up everything.
Oh, man.
It was a very, but I'm very happy about the game. I'm just unhappy with the method I had to experience it in.
The problem of being a 9-to-5 guy like us, man. I was in a similar
boat.
Reminds
me, if you do like this pod, please share it or send us an email or give us a rating so we could leave our drudgery and do this more and give you guys actual better content where we can actually watch more football.
There you go. My thoughts on the Chelsea-Barcelona game. It was a fun performance. Barcelona, I kind of had a feeling we would kind of walk them in this circumstance because of the high line that Barcelona have.
Mm-hmm.
Very Liverpool vibes with it, and they had a red card right at the end of the first half. So the game was pretty much free from there, but I'm happy to see both of our Prem teams beating these
European giants.
European.
Well, I told my dad
giants.
What is this being tortured with joy.
There you go.
On Thanksgiving. He was like, what was it like watching the game where you couldn't celebrate? I was like, it's being tortured with joy.
Matt, that wraps up the reviews. Sorry.
You just
want to
get right
week.
Into the previews?
Let's do it, my friend.
All right. First, so we got so this is Tuesday at 12:30 our time. We have City traveling to Fulham.
Ooh, Fulham after a big win for Spurs, against Spurs, sorry. A short turnaround for them. I don't think they're really familiar with that process yet because it is early in the season. They're going to be more midweek games as we build towards the Carabao Cup final. Matt, I'm going to give the nod to City in this one, 3-1.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be 2-1.
2-1, okay.
All right, Everton traveled to Bournemouth. David Moyes faces our Cherry Prince, licking his wounds from a shock defeat in the Stadium of Light, retreating to the southern shores of the island.
Everton's just been a weird side lately. They had an early red card against United, won that game, had 11 men against Newcastle, get thumped 4-1. It's a weird side, and I feel like Bournemouth have to be ready for this tricky team, so I'm going to go with a 2-2 draw.
I think it's going to be 2-0 to Bournemouth.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, next up. So here's Tottenham's game. Tottenham travel to, guess where they're going? If you don't know.
I don't.
St. James's Park to play Newcastle away.
And Newcastle, who have just beaten City and now thumped Everton.
They've only lost 3 games in all comps in their home ground. Arsenal, I forget the other two, but one was a European team, and the other one, I think, Liverpool early in the season, second game.
Right, when the 16-year-old scored that winner for them. Dang, that was a while ago, it feels
like.
When Liverpool was at their height, man.
Yeah, Liverpool was
How fast time changes, man. Crazy.
Mid-table madmen now.
What do you got in this one, Matt?
I think it's going to be Newcastle, and I think it's going to be similar to the Everton game, but I think it's going to be 4-2.
Spurs have to show up physical. I think that's sort of the main thing I've noticed with them is they've been lacking like physicality and aggression in their game. They've been more than okay to let other teams play against them. They have to take the fight to Newcastle. I don't see it happening. I'm going to go with the Newcastle 1-0 win.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I think it's going to be a beating. You think? Okay. Yeah. All right. Next up, the Night King travels to the southern shores to face Brighton Hove Albion at the Amex.
A bad time to be playing this Villa side right now with the way they've been playing football in the winter. Now that winter is here.
But he's leaving his winter stronghold hanging to what remains of the sunny south.
He's going down to King's Landing.
Yeah.
It's Brighton, though.
Yeah. <It's> with their stone beaches. Have you ever been to Brighton?
I've never been to England, man.
Well, in this life, at least.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, I've been to Brighton. When it wasn't, there was like kings ruling that land, you know?
When the Saxons were coming. So they have these big stones on their beach. It's no sand. It's just a stone, like skipping stone beach.
Damn. So it's just concrete and then water?
No, concrete, then like stones, then water.
Oh, God. That just sounds like England in a sense. I couldn't tell you why, but I can see England being like that.
But I went in February or January when I went there, and it was no tourists were there. The fog was in, and people were looking at me like the townies were like, "What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?"
I wanted to see something else other than London.
There you go.
I didn't plan my first trip as well as I planned my second one. My second one, like, I would leave my bag and I just fill a backpack and go places.
That's sick.
And the first one, I spent all of, like, a week and a half in London, and I wished I had gone and done more stuff.
See, that's why if I go to England, man, I want to visit those areas. But what do you got in this game, man?
All right, so I think Brighton's going to get sneaky, and I think they're going to win this 2-1.
Ooh, upset over the Night King away from home.
He's going just beyond the edge of his powers.
I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw.
All right, now a banger coming up. Crystal Palace traveled to Burnley to turf Moor.
Oof. Yeah, Palace 3-0. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, man, I was trying to hype it up. I think Crystal Palace 2-1. I was trying to shock you. All right. Stone Cold Sean Dyche takes Nottingham Forest on the road to the Molyneux of Wolverhampton Wanderers. Ooh. In the outskirts of Birmingham.
Oh, man. Poor Wolves, man. I hope they get a win before the end of the season.
2-0 to Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, they just lost. I'm going to think that they're able to turn it around quickly now that this game's in a few days. A little bit more experience midweek with Europe. 3-0 to Forest. Sorry, Wolves.
All right, next up, Brentford travel to the Emirates to face Arsenal. We've now gone into Wednesday. Brighton was the first Wednesday game.
See, Frank's side used to be a bogey side, Matt, to you guys. Will this manager have that same turnout? I don't think so. I think you guys are getting healthy at the right time. I think it's going to be a comfortable 2-0 Arsenal win.
I'm with you on that. Hey, next up, Chelsea reignite an old-school rivalry from their past. Travel to Leeds.
Fuck Leeds. Sorry, guys.
You knew where I was going with it, didn't you?
I had it queued up in my head. I had my
when I said old-school rivalry, you're like, fuck it, Leeds.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, neutral side. I love Leeds. Leeds is a great side. Very fun to watch. Very entertaining team. This game will actually be entertaining, though. Leeds are a team that like to go after it. Sometimes Chelsea get rattled under pressure, especially after big games. They love losing to teams they should be beating, Matt. So why not Leeds go out there and put on a good performance and
you
lose 2-1?
You think the crowd is going to turn this on Chelsea, being away and a team that absolutely hates their guts?
For sure. But I am going to think that Chelsea find a way. The logical thing to pick is Chelsea, in my opinion, but will they be logical on the day? Probably not. But I'm going to go with the 2-1 Chelsea win. I think it's close.
Estevao brace.
Oh, that would, you know what that would do to me, man.
Oh, Estevao, Cole Palmer share the goals, but they assist each other.
Don't do that to me, man. I've been waiting
guys,
so
the
long.
Table is moving.
Oh, man.
It's shifting. Everything's sliding towards me.
I'm only a few feet away from Matt, by the way, guys. Just so you know.
Okay. I think Leeds are going to win this 1-0.
God damn it, Matt. All right.
All right. Sunderland, leave the stadium alight to travel to Liverpool. I do not know where this game's going to go. I think that... Liverpool
are
shaky.
Game?
Huh?
What's the game?
Sunderland travel to Liverpool.
Wow. One more time?
Sunderland leave their home ground to go away to Liverpool.
Damn. Sunderland and Liverpool. Damn. Right after Liverpool finally get that win, man, they have to face
the giant killers.
A wagon of Sunderland right now.
I think it's going to be a 2-2 draw.
If I'm looking at this game for how they've played Arsenal, how they've played Chelsea, how they've played against Bournemouth, this team loves to go after it. So does Liverpool. This should be an all-out banger game, honestly. I'm going to go with a 4-3 Liverpool win. Okay. I back them to finally get back on the winning side.
Okay, so that's a Wednesday game, and you guys are playing... Where's your team? Oh, okay. My game starts at 12:30. Your game and the Sunderland game start at 1:15 on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I might be able to catch the end of this, but I'm going to be honest, at work.
We're busy, man.
Yeah, that might be the best game of the three, but we're probably going to miss it because we're loyal to our clubs.
We're going to try and get an episode out to you guys for these games on Friday or Saturday, but we may not have much knowledge of said games, depending on how much we're able to watch, because it's not a
weekend.
Well,
I'm off on Tuesday, so I'll probably be able to watch
a good amount.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and watch the Tottenham Newcastle. I think I need some joy in my life. All right, and the Thursday game, we have West Ham. The Hammers, who have been hammered all year, travel to Manchester United. Oof.
Matt, why does a part of me think that West Ham can do this? Is it just because the trauma that United gives all of their fans that I'm just sort of looped in now? Or
I think so.
Well, Paquetá did get a red card.
I honestly, my heart, I think United's going to win this 2-1 again.
Yeah, I think Paquetá got a red today. If he does miss that game for suspension, I'm going to go United 2-1 as well.
I want that man to cut his hair.
I know. You're turning into a United fan, and it's making me happy.
Just from Man United Stan.
Guys, if you were around this podcast about a year and a half ago, Matt would only say terrible things about United. So it's good to see this man's hair
grow. But as soon as that young man cuts his hair, I'm going to want the Old Trafford to burn to the ground.
It's right back to what it was.
I want Unai Emery to lead like catapults filled with flaming oil against the stadium.
Oh, gosh. Matt's going to start sending me the leaky pictures of the Old Trafford again once that man cuts his hair.
The only thing, dude, that man, they should put him on staff payroll because he is doing so much for the image of the club. Yeah. Like me, I hate Man United, but I see that man suffer and I want him. My humanity comes out of my heart where I'm just like, just win 5 games so that man can cut his hair.
Matt, is there any other games left?
No, that's the last Thursday game.
Guys, we had a London Derby today. It did not live up to our expectations, but in the grand scheme of things, we've got a lot of football left. We have a lot of fun football this midweek. Matt, any final thoughts?
So, you know that meme of The Simpsons where that dad's hitting the kid in the back of the head and go, that's how you do it?
Yes.
That's Sunderland and Bournemouth slapping Arsenal Chelsea. That's how you play an exciting game of football.
Whatever we just witnessed. Hey, at the very end of the day, I'm happy to be back at Matt's house. We've had a lot going on in our personal lives over the last couple months, but I'm happy to be back here at the studio, back with the co-host Paco,
yes,
and my favorite co-host Matt. But guys, we will see you next week on Friday or Saturday. We will see you a couple days after that. We will see you for the rest of the season.
It's going to be a busy December.
Yeah. Matt, close up.
All right, live long and watch some football, lads. Reese, we got this done in under 30 minutes.
Oh, God.